Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Today I interview a very impressive, important British gentleman at his club in London, where we talk about an event that happened earlier in the week that he was very influential in helping make happen at Windsor Castle. You'll want to stay tuned after this word from our sponsor. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced in my life and unlike anything we have in the United States. You'll want to hear this.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products, and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back, and welcome to my guest, Colonel David Waddell, retired from London, who was instrumental in helping us to approach Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II when we dedicated the modern English version to her in the same style that the King James version was dedicated to King James. And so I welcome you, Colonel Waddell, and tell us a little bit about what happened to approach the monarchy to make this happen through the Dean of Windsor.
Steve, thanks very much. I'm delighted to be here and to talk to you about this. My involvement was really quite slight. My close friend Martin Clark, who you know very well, met you in Israel about 2 years ago, and you talked about the modern English version. And you asked him, whether or not it would be possible to get the opportunity to present a copy to the Queen. When he came back from Israel, he talked to me about this, and I just said I might be able to help. The reason I said that was because our grandson is a chorister at St. George's Chapel at Windsor. The Dean of Windsor is also domestic chaplain to the Queen. I knew the Dean, and I felt I could ask his advice, which I did. And the Dean said he would look into it and investigate the formalities, and he came back to me and advised me to write to Her Majesty's Private Secretary, which I did. And I explained that this, and I was intrigued by the MEV, because when I discovered, as an ex-soldier, when I discovered that actually it had been put together under the auspices of a series of military chaplains, essentially, Bible experts, I thought this was something I ought to support. So emotionally, I was quite keen, really, to try and do something. And so I took it on myself to speak to the Dean, write to the Queen, etc. And we went through a series of communications, and the ultimate outcome of all that was that the Queen was graciously pleased to accept the dedication of the Bible in the way that you describe it, and equally to accept a copy of the Bible. But she is no longer as young as she was. She has a very intense program, and her staff said it would not be appropriate for her to take part herself in such a ceremony, which is entirely understandable. But she had said that she thought perhaps the Dean, who is her domestic chaplain, could accept it on her behalf. And so we proceeded on that process. And therefore we went forward with the Dean, who was delighted to take part in all of this. We discussed the nature of a service at St. George's Chapel, which is in Windsor Castle, but hugely historic, built in the 14th century by Edward III, and of course is the home of the Order of the Garter. So it's an extremely historic chapel on very many accounts. And as you will know, Steve, because you were there, it is a very splendid building with the banners of the Garter Knight hanging over the choir stalls. And so the Dean organized an ordinary evensong service, which is the evening service in one of those chapels, starting at 5 o'clock, a short service, about an hour. A very formal, old-fashioned Church of England service, perhaps, but with a wonderful choir and all the splendor of those circumstances. And the dean organized a service which we had discussed, you know, which included the evensong service. And then the general congregation left, and we were left with the representatives of the Military Bible Association and yourself, your publisher, and your colleagues. And the dean then had evolved a few prayers and some readings from the MEV, which concluded the presentation. And he accepted the Bible on behalf of the Queen, and he and his wife very charmingly entertained us to drinks and a celebration of the event in the deanery, which of course is his residence within the Windsor Castle. And we all enjoyed it hugely, I think, and I think everybody was delighted by the way in which the dean had conducted the service. And it was a great tribute to the MEV and to yourself as a publisher, I think.
Thank you very much, and it was a great honor by every measure. The MEV, of course, is an update of the King James Version. What are your thoughts about presenting her with this Bible and the significance of that?
Steve, of course, I haven't spoken to the Queen about it directly, but the truth is that she is, and is known to be, a very devout woman. And, of course, for all of us in this country, an absolutely wonderful sovereign to whom we all respect and love considerably. And her acceptance of this presentation and her acceptance of the dedication, I think, tells you everything you need to know. She is a woman, a sovereign who is a Christian, has a great devotion to the Bible. It is wonderful that the Bible should come back from the United States in a modern, if you like, more acceptable version based on the historic King James Version. I think we all appreciate that very much indeed. And there's no question that the whole thing, I think, from every point of view, went very well. And if it adds to the impetus of spreading the Bible across the world, that can only be a wonderful thing. And we absolutely applaud that. And as I said earlier, my own particular interest was piqued by the military involvement, and I think that's a great thing. And I know that you produced a paperback version specifically for distribution to the troops, and I think that's a wonderful gesture. And I think that the more people can have access to that, the better it is for all of us, and to foster the sentiments which we all believe in together corporately.
Well, thank you, Colonel David Waddell of London, England, for being my guest today on this podcast, and thank you for listening to this edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.